K1037 aims to bring Ottawa an informative, community-oriented, and diverse talk show to ensure a wide range of opinions. K1037 reserves the right to screen calls. Guests' opinions are not necessarily those of the radio station or its management. Now, Dede Watardan. All of us are talking on the Party Line Talk Show on K1037.
And a good afternoon, and welcome to Dede Watarda Party Line Talk Show. I'm your host, Luann Stacey, and again today we will have three candidates who will come and chat to the community for a few moments. But prior to getting to our candidates, I'd like to have our weekly update with Angus Montour. Welcome to the show, Angus.
Hi, Luann.
How's it going?
As of last night, we had the candidates' night at the Knights of Columbus, and from all indications that I've heard, it went pretty well. There were some pretty good speeches by all, and the question and answer period which followed was quite informative. I thought the way the questions were answered by the candidates, stirred up a lot of emotions, and we had a pretty good response. And overall, the question and answer period was pretty smooth compared to what was experienced in the past.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yes.
So what's up next for you as we're coming close now to the home stretch?
Yes, as of 10 o'clock today, I've completed the listing for the special poll, which will be on Saturday. I received a number of candidate reps. There are still some more to be acquired, and I'll be awaiting those throughout the day. But on Saturday, we have a total of 34 registrants for the special poll. We have 8 at Turtle Bay Elders Lodge, 2 at Cattery, and we have 24 individuals who will be voting.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay. Is that it, or you're all good now?
Yeah, so far so good. I'm only awaiting the verifications of all the requests, and as soon as I get those, I'm going to be sending off confirmation letters to them that they're eligible to vote on Saturday.
All right, thank
and
you.
After that, and after that, we're doing the final edits for the ballots. I know I need some ballots for Saturday. We are currently a team of us are working on final edits, and as soon as all the edits are corrected, we're adding some initials and like juniors and whatever. And as soon as that's done, the ballots will be printed and we'll be ready for the election.
Okay. Thank you for calling in and giving us our weekly update. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay.
Okay. Ono giwahi.
Ono.
That was Angus Montour, and now joining me in studio is Lloyd Phillips. Welcome, Lloyd.
Oh, thank you.
It seems a little weird. I'm going to go back quite a number of years when you started on radio, and I first came on as a prevention worker, just saying.
Oh, yeah. We go way back, right?
We go way back, Lloyd, so it's kind of weird, just a little bit. So I guess we'll start with just tell us a little bit about yourself, and from there we'll get to our questions.
All right, great. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Lloyd Phillips. As many people know, I've been involved with the council for a number of years, and obviously I'm here trying to seek a seat once again at the Mohawk Council of Ganawage. I've been married to Wendy Walker for nearly 27 years. Very proud of that. I have two daughters, Amanda Lee and Ashlyn Phillips. And people know my parents, Stuart Phillips. He's been, one of the Ganawaga historians for many years in our community and very vital in development of the senior refile, as well as by my mother, Alice Montour Phillips, has also been involved in the community for many years doing prevention work and helping our elders and such. So, they're getting up there in age now, and but I know they're supporting me.
That's good. So what made you want to come back to the council?
Well, when I, as everybody knows, 3 years ago, I ran for the Grand Chief position, and unfortunately, you know, that wasn't I wasn't successful. But to be honest with you, from the moment I knew the result of the election 3 years ago, I knew I was going to be seeking a seat back at the council table. So it was never a question in my mind, because when I decided to run for Grand Chief, I ran because I wanted to do more. I didn't run for the purpose of being out of council. I ran for the purpose of.
I'm glad you clarified that.
To do more, and more in terms of helping guide, you know, the council and a direction that better supports, you know, the needs and the aspirations of, you know, of our community. Like I said, but that's something that that wasn't to be. But certainly, it's something that you know. It was a very humbling and I'll call it a learned experience, you know. But today, you know, what I really, you know, bring to the table is some of that knowledge and experience, you know, throughout the years, working on council and being involved in the community outside of the council as well. You know, I understand, you know, the real complexities of our community. We have a very unique and complex community, as we all know. I feel I have a very good grasp of that, and I understand as well how the outside government works, and not just the public things you see, you know, on TV and such, but really understand like how they maneuver and how they come to decisions and how to move issues through that system. So I have that strong background, and I spent a fair amount of my political career, you know, doing just that. So that's something I believe I bring back to the table if I'm fortunate enough to be elected. No, and as I mentioned, you know, I spent my entire life in the community, either being involved in, you know, boards of directors, on executive committees. As many people know, I've been an active part of the Gunawaga Fire Brigade for, you know, about 20 years, you know, as a volunteer paramedic, as working as a part-time employee and full-time employee at times. But I've been involved there, and I'm still a volunteer at this point, and working on many projects with them. So I just feel I bring a well-rounded voice and approach to the community, coming from many different ways. So I offer that to the community, as well as, you know, in the past three years, being involved in business. That also gives me another perspective, you know, and a better appreciation, a much more appreciation for the hard work that the small business people really have to do to be successful, and the challenges they face. I think that's another aspect I could bring forward as part of my experience to help in any way I possibly can.
I guess the next question is, what do you feel are the major issues right now that we as a community need to get dealt with? You know, there's a lot. You just pick a couple and whatever you feel.
Okay, you're right. I mean, we could sit here and probably talk all afternoon.
Probably.
You know, and on various issues that are important to our community. But no, I look at it in two ways. There's two levels, really. One level, if you look at it from the higher perspective, you know, we need to have a solid political strategy when we're dealing with outside governments. When dealing with Canada, you have to have a strategy on how you're going to move issues forward. Dealing with Quebec, they're a unique animal onto themselves, that we need to have a strong political strategy that we're going to work towards and to set our goals in dealing with them. I think that's a very important issue. Also, we need to be able to secure a high-level political commitments from both Canada and Quebec that we're going to actually sit down and have meaningful dialogue, meaningful negotiations, not a one-way dialogue. It has to be, you know, a very strong two-way street. So those are some very important immediate needs, I think, that is required. But then if you look at it on another level as well, more internal to the community, you know, we have to look at several issues, especially one now the membership law is done. A lot of hard work went into that. And now we have to look more towards the issues in and around lands, because land and membership, they go hand in hand. Some work is already being done with the land unit, and some preliminary assessments and focus groups have been held. But we have to look at, like, how do we want to administer and what kind of laws and policies we need to have on Gunawaga lands. So that's, I think, a very key point. We have to look at areas of job creation. And I think that's been something that's been said time and time again. That says every election I've been involved in, but not just looking for the big home runs.
Right.
Help small business establish themselves, and even if they hire two or three people, that's fine. That's two or three more people with jobs. Some medium sized business, and sure, you want to look at the larger scale, but you also can't forget. Even in the outside world, most people work for small business,
and
that's something that we should focus on and find ways to support them. And like, as I touched on a minute ago, like being involved in small business for a couple of years, you understand the complexities and the struggles and the roadblocks that are in your way, both internally to the community, but also externally, trying to deal with the outside. So council needs to be there to help try to clear the path, to help people be able to be successful. And I guess maybe, another one that I think is very important is obviously our social issues in our community. It was talked about last night at Candidates Night a little bit. There's work being done in that area already through collective impact and how to make changes in our community to really address those issues. But specifically also with the elders and elder care. We know we have an aging population like there is in around the world, the baby boomers. And we have to start preparing now on how we're going to deal with the large influx of elders who are going to require various levels of assistance. So we have the Elders Lodge that's already full. Hospital is expanding, which is great. Unfortunately, my both parents are there, but fortunately, we have the place in a community that could care for them. But we need to focus on how are we going to address this need that's going to be coming. It's sometimes in politics, things hit you broadside and you have to deal with it. But this is something we see coming.
Yeah.
And working collectively with the council and with community services and other organizations in the community, let's prepare for the future because we know it's something that's coming. Because our elders are deserve the respect. We want to make sure our elders stay in our community. So that's something I think is extremely important. And whatever support that the council could give in that direction, I think is something that is really needed.
Let me ask you a question. Since you've been on council before, and one of the topics that keeps coming up is the movement towards traditional government. And do you see that as something that can work? Do you see that as something, because the community keeps saying that's what they want to go back to?
I see it as something that can work, yes. But before we can get to saying a traditional government, we have to take a step back and look at creating that dialogue between the different, call them groups or people with different political viewpoints. We have to start by creating that dialogue between us. And if you're able to have that good dialogue on how things are going to move forward together, and then we can start looking at what type of governance do we want in our community, a traditional government or different people. Some people in the past said traditional form of government, but whatever that may look like, it is possible. And elective system may not be something in the future, but we have to take those steps. Because I always said, we spend a lot of time as council dealing with outside governments, Quebec and Canada, and they're not our friends. And we still have no choice to have a relationship and a dialogue with them. Let's spend the same amount of time or equal amount of time internally to our community. Let's start that dialogue. And the people in the community, there are our people. They're family in many cases. Let's create that dialogue, and we got to start somewhere. And in the past, I talked to several people who are of the a different political viewpoint. But all in all, sometimes we're not that far apart. We're all Ganyalkahage of Ganawage, and we have to keep that first and foremost in our mind, and where that'll help us lead us down the road in the future.
Speaking of future, what is your vision for Ganawage? Like, what do you see in the next 5-10 years? What should we be working towards?
Well, there's many things. I mean, I outlined a few already, like in terms of what needs to take place. But I was involved in 2009, along with many other people. I'm not going to take credit for that, but I had my input in the community vision statement, which if people haven't seen it, you could Google it. In Kahnawake Vision Statement, shared vision statement, and it comes up. It talks about the direction of our community, where we want to see our community, and I think it says in 2029. So it's a document's already almost 10 years old, and we have 10 years to go. And it outlines being a true self-determining community. It talks about our language and our culture and caring for our elders and about becoming a politically and socially, you know, a viable community. It says it all, really. And what we have to do is take concrete steps and actions to move towards that vision. And as long as you're moving in that direction, you know, I think you're generally on the right track. And I think it says it all. And you could probably change the people who were involved in this, and there was a wide range of people involved in this process. It was youth, it was elders, there was in a wide variety. So I think it says it all. It's a very high level document, but you have to have something to shoot for, and knowing you're not going to get there overnight. But if we take the steps, you know, slow but sure, some big steps, some smaller steps, we can really achieve those goals and ultimately become that true self-determining community that I think we all aspire to.
Okay. Well, any last minute words? You got a couple of seconds left.
Well, I appreciate the support people gave me in the past. I still hope I have your support moving into this next election. And for those of you maybe who have not supported me in the past, I hope you could maybe consider me this time around and see I'm sincere. My heart's in this community, and I'll do my best as I possibly can. I think I proved that in the past that I'm a doer. And I have, I'll get my hands involved in whatever is required to move our issues forward in our community. So I appreciate the support.
Thank you so much for dropping in. Good luck at the elections on July 7th. And we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Thank you.